All right, we're going to pivot from money talk to, well, it's still money talk, but it's restaurant talk. It is all restaurants all the time for the rest of the show. Rachel Bernard joined the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in 2023 as its dining critic. She joins us today in studio. Rachel, I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
And we're going to kick off the week talking about the business of restaurants, kind of the buzz of restaurants, the best of Milwaukee's restaurants. Your first best of list was published yesterday in print and last week on JS Online. So just first, give us your background, Rachel.
Sure. You know, when I was in journalism school 20 years ago or so, I did not expect that I would be writing about food for a living. I wanted to be a music writer.
Okay.
The job I had previous to this was at Taste of Home magazine, which is a national cooking magazine that's based here in Milwaukee.
Right.
And I was there for about 9.5 years or so.
Okay.
And that was kind of a great transition because as editor of the magazine, I would taste the food, people would submit recipes to the magazine, and I would kind of judge them. Our test kitchen would make the food. I would, you know, judge them, critique, especially if they were for contests. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my first taste. Sorry for that. Judging food.
Yeah, but perfect training for sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of meant to be that that was your job and that was the path to where you are now.
Sure.
Did you work in restaurants early on? Did you have that age 16 first restaurant experience?
Absolutely. Yeah, my first restaurant job was actually at a Ponderosa Steakhouse my hometown of Greenville, Ohio. So not fine dining experience in restaurants, but I still, you know the ins and outs of the service industry too.
All right. My first restaurant job was the Rocky Rococo's out by the Milwaukee County Zoo on Blue Mound Road there. I was a pizza baker.
It was
great. It was wonderful. Learned a lot and had a lot of fun as well, for sure. So when you look at the restaurant world in greater Milwaukee, obviously just continues to proliferate more and more, kind of more higher quality, just more entrants. But when you look at kind of from an economic lens, what do you think is the biggest struggle right now that restaurant owners have? Has that changed in the last couple of years?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All the chefs and restaurant owners I've talked to are still saying, you know, grocery prices are high for all of us, and just, you know, multiply that for how many groceries, ingredients restaurants have to buy. So food prices are really, really difficult to balance. I think that is, you know, a huge part of their bottom line. And then, you know, there are just rising costs everywhere, point of service mechanisms and things like that. You know, they're just getting hit right and left in many areas.
Yeah, and those costs have to be passed along in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
And that's okay. That's the reality of the world we live in.
Right.
So as you look at your day-to-day, how do you plan your day-to-day, Rachel? I'm truly intrigued by this. There's so many places to review and so much eating to be had. How do you plan that?
It's difficult. You know, I've been in the position for a little less than a year and a half, and I'm still learning too. Scheduling is very difficult. There are so many times where I have to cancel or say no to plans with friends and everything. So, you know, I'll kind of look at the new restaurants that are opening. And whenever a restaurant opens, I always wait at least 6 weeks to visit. I just want to give them a chance to like shake out any of the like new restaurant jitters.
Yeah.
So I'll start planning out, you know, a couple weeks in advance before I'm going to visit a restaurant. Sometimes there are those days where I'm just driving around a different neighborhood and I'm like, ooh, I've been meaning to go to that spot. So I just drop in. So, you know, it's a little bit of a mix of planning far out and just dropping in whenever I can.
Yeah. All right. Rachel Bernard is the Journal Sentinel's restaurant critic. She joins us in studio. When we come back, I got to ask about just the anonymous review thing. Is that kind of an outdated tactic? And we'll start to dive into your top 25 list. This is The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank.
Things are okay with me these days. Got a good job. I got a good office. I got a new wife. Got a new life. And the family is fun.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel dining critic Rachel Bernard. She has released her list of Milwaukee's best restaurants for 2024. It's been 5 years since this list has been compiled, and this is Rachel's first First list as dining critic at Journal Sentinel. First, just a little clarity for listeners and fans. You don't go into restaurants with a bag over your head or anything. Like, that's kind of an outdated tactic for restaurant reviewers, right?
Yeah, it's becoming so a little bit more. I mean, there are still definitely anonymous critics out there, mm-hmm. but, you know, I was in college when Facebook became a thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you Google my name, you're going to find 20 plus years of photos of me. So
right.
It's kind of, unless I scrub myself completely.
People are
going to
find you somehow.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So how daunting is it to put together a top 25 list? I mean, what was your process? Do you have like a big scoring system and this like scorecard that you go into restaurants with?
Not really a scorecard. Okay. There are just things that I'm always going to notice, you know, the service, the ambiance, obviously the quality of the food. But I just go to a restaurant and afterwards, you know, I don't really take a whole lot of notes while I'm there. I just want to make sure I'm immersed in the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, though, I'll just do like a quick write-up of things I've noticed, things I love, things I didn't love. And I just go through that compiled list throughout the year. And then, you know, a couple weeks before I, you know, filed my story, I kind of review my notes, remember some things, and, you know, start chipping away at it.
That's good insight. Be present at what you're doing, and that way you're going to get the best information and the best takeaways,
exactly.
For sure. So is your list, is it ranked, or is it just a alphabetical listing?
You know, I let myself off easy for my first one, and no, just alphabetically. I think I would have broken out in hives if I had to do right. a ranked list this year.
Well, let's go through the list a little bit, Rachel. Any highlight, any like unexpected entrance that, you know, either you've heard from readers or fans, like, wow, I didn't expect this place to make the list, or it just give us the highlights, the oldest and the newest places as well.
Yeah. Well, if we're talking the oldest, Three Brothers is on the list this year.
Okay.
It's been on it in the past and it's dropped and it dropped off. You know, I don't think it was on the list in 2019, but Three Brothers is a Serbian restaurant in Bayview that's been around for 68 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love the feel of that place. It's not super fancy, but it is just very warm and comforting. The food is fantastic, and it's an experience unlike any other in the city. So that, like Three Brothers, Sanford is a classic.
Yeah.
You know, it's been around for decades too, and it's still, the quality is fantastic, and I absolutely loved my experience at Sanford this year.
And a couple Bartolotta restaurants, Bacchus and Bartolotta's in Tosa are included.
Yep, and Lake Park Bistro.
And all right, so three there. Okay, La Merenda also making the list. That's been open since 2007, I believe.
Yeah.
So
right.
A lot of legacy there for sure.
Yeah.
And the small plates there. I mean, that you know, it was seemingly pretty innovative when it opened, but has really stayed consistent through the years and, you know, just a market favorite for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And I just, what I love about their menu is that it's really globetrotting, and you can eat so many different kinds of food from, you know, all across the world, and it all still somehow is cohesive.
Yeah.
It's such a fun place.
As you look at kind of the, there's been so much of a spotlight from a national lens on the Milwaukee restaurant scene. What lasting effects does that national coverage, how does that pair with your wonderful local coverage? And what are restaurant owners saying about it?
Well, you know, I think especially we got to talk Top Chef. You know, that was huge for the Milwaukee restaurant scene. And I think it gave people who maybe have never been here a little insight into the Milwaukee food scene. Maybe they just think we're, you know, beer, sausages, and brats, which we are, and I love those things, but we are more. So, you know, there are people who are making trips to Milwaukee to try the food because they've seen them on Top Chef. I received an email a few months ago from someone who was following my Top Chef coverage and just wanted to reach out and say, we're going to a wedding in Madison, and now we're going to Milwaukee. We're tacking that on so we can eat at some of the restaurants we've seen.
Very good. So it has a positive effect, without a doubt.
Definitely.
For sure. When we come back, more with Rachel Bernard from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Her list of the top 25 restaurants in the area is out. Also a companion list of some of the best casual restaurants in the market. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Rachel Bernard from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joins us. Rachel, appreciate your time this morning. I know it's a big day for you. Your top 25 list is out. You know, everyone loves to eat. And I always find there's so much passion around people wanting to take, all right, this is my favorite place. You have to go there. This is why you shouldn't go to this place. This is why, you know, I love that passion that comes with restaurants. It's got to be tough for you to leave places off a list like this. How do you kind of deal with that?
It's extremely tough. Yeah. I mean, so many places I really love didn't make the list. And, you know, I really have to go in with a deep magnifying lens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's a little bit of a flub, if the food is not exactly right when I'm there, if the service is a little bit off, if the spacing between dishes is a little bit too long, I really take that into consideration. And even one of my favorite restaurants could be kicked off the list because of that. So yeah. It's tough. You know, I love the restaurant scene here and I want to celebrate everybody, but there's only space for 25.
That's right. You know, the good thing is, though, there's unlimited space online and you can write about it down the road,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. So you also have a companion list of casual restaurants that kind of helps round out the top 25. What's your go-to kind of a fast and convenient locally owned option that you're like, all right, I need something quick. I need something I know is going to be just really, really good.
Mm. Well, you know, I do. You will find me at Vanguard decent amount
good
of
option.
Time. It's not too far away. And I just love the vibes there. I love their food has gotten better than ever. I feel like this year there's a new chef. So that's just a fun spot I like to drop into.
Is there a place, I know we do this all the time, and I always suggest to people that they make restaurant lists because you tend to go to the same places over and over because that's just, we're creatures of habit and we go to convenience. Do you have places that you're just, gosh, I always forget about that place for whatever reason?
Oh, sure. I mean, before I had this job, I really, you know, stuck to a few of the same neighborhoods and the same restaurants just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But it's been nice to kind of explore different neighborhoods that I maybe don't spend that much time in. And when I'm at those places, in those different neighborhoods, you know, there's always a new place that jumps out to me. And I'm like, ooh, I remember a friend telling me about this place. I finally need to go there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a huge spreadsheet of restaurants that I haven't been to yet either that I keep just chipping away from. And I always take recommendations from readers, too.
You almost need like a spinning wheel or something. You're just going to spin it and you're like, all right, boom, we have to go to that place.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So what from a market standpoint does the Milwaukee restaurant scene still need?
You know, I get this question a lot, and my typical answer is like a proper dim sum restaurant, like Chinese dim sum. I think that would be so fun to have in the city. And I think we are lacking like authentic Chinese restaurants in general. We have so many Chinese restaurants, but they tend to be towards the Chinese American side. There is a restaurant I had on my casual list called Sichuan in West Dallas, and they really do authentic Chinese regional fare extremely well. So I'd love to see some more restaurants like that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. The one place I always forget about for whatever reason is Blue Star on Farwell. And I don't know why. It's just, you know, it's a little close to home for me, but like, I need to put that on my list. So if nothing else comes out of this conversation, it's going to be I need to revise my go-to list because it's a little outdated.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, from a diner perspective, how should people use your list to kind of best optimize their experience?
Well, I mean, they can just go through it. And, you know, if they're feeling a certain kind of cuisine or if they haven't been to a specific neighborhood, you know, start from there. And, you know, all these places are, you know, just super fabulous for special occasion meals, but there are a lot that it's just like, it's just a Friday, a random Friday you want to get out there. So, hopefully this is just a good resource for, you know, if you want a celebration dinner, this is a place to go and you can just check it off your list.
Very good. Rachel Bernhard's list of the top 25 restaurants is out on GS Online right now. Check it out. Put it on your make your own restaurant list and get out and support all the amazing places. Rachel, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Jeff.